think you added in an extra movie.
I think so.
Like, yeah, I think I did too.
Yeah.
Something weird about it.
We're going to break down the fourth wall and literally ruin the magic, but we tried that out.
This is the only time we've ever tried that out.
When we rehearsed we didn't have that last movie before podcast.
Right. Welcome to the Movie Podcast, everybody. I'm Tiggs, and with me, as always, we have Peter.
Hi, I'm Peter.
Alex.
Hello.
And Russ.
This is Russ.
How you guys doing?
Great. Actually, great. Really awesome.
Really awesome.
Really.
Right,
it's,
we just came back from the movies. We saw... Do we just want to jump right into it? Just want to jump right into it right now?
Okay, let's give a little backstory.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, we wanted to... we were going to do the podcast mostly about Avengers, because we saw that.
Yeah.
That happened.
But we were like, hey, how about, it'd be really funny if we couple Avengers with a movie none of us want to see and force ourselves to talk about it.
Yeah.
So we selected...
Think Like a Man.
Think Like a Man.
The movie based on Steve Harvey's best-selling book...
Act Like a Lady.
Think Like a Man.
Number one movie in America for 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Dethroned the Hunger Games.
Yeah. Directed by Tim Story, who...
Fucked up two
Fantastic
Four.
And Steve Harvey is a cloud in this movie. They actually changed him into a cloud, which was very weird.
And so that was the plan. And we were just going to be like, hey, it would be fun to, like, want to talk about Avengers, but force ourselves to talk about Think Like a Man.
We saw it.
And then we saw Think Like a Man.
Yeah.
And all four of us left the theater smiling and happy.
Giggling and laughing about it. All right,
none of us drank.
We're not drunk. I'll take a lie detector test.
This is the most sober I've been in a long time.
I'll give you some of my pee. You can do what you want with it.
All right, so just actually email us if you want Alex's pee, and we'll send that to you.
If you are running a charity.
Yeah, you need Alex's pee.
If you're running a marathon. All those things.
If you need to pass a drug test, you know, you probably don't want Alex.
It was...
Right.
Let's hit him up with the premise.
Okay. So, Steve Harvey's book is for women to be able to get into the minds
of the modern man.
Of the modern
man.
Right,
Any
one of us four.
Yeah,
four studs.
Like, it was actually interesting because he was like, women, like, times have changed, but you haven't changed your playbook. You're still thinking that men just are going to look for a wife, and that's it.
Is it, like, the game for women?
I thought you meant the Michael Douglas
movie. Meant Triple H.
Yeah, it's, well, all of those work.
I was like, what do you mean? It was like, it was actually just a birthday present from Sean Penn.
And the game can begin at any time. No, but you know, like the whole thing of like, you know, like, that like strategy of picking up women's like the inverse converse. It's the converse of that?
It's the shoes?
The sneakers?
Yes, yes. So it's like for women to be able to ensnare and keep.
It would be the converse. Inverse would be a double negation, and that doesn't work in this. Converse switches the hypothesis and conclusion.
We want
the condition.
People to like this.
You guys don't want to talk about some logic geometry?
No,
we'll talk about that.
Okay, you guys are hitting me with quite the law of detachment.
You guys email us if you want Peter to come to your house and explain the law of detachment.
You will do it.
The little Modus Tollens on
be
you?
Part of our Polygna cast. We're going to start up soon enough.
I want to kiss you on the mouth. So it's about like a group of guy friends that are like just trying to be dudes.
Yeah,
like,
just dudes hanging out.
There's the player. There's the mama's boy.
The dreamer.
The dreamer. There's the
happily married man.
The happily divorced man.
The happier divorced man.
The happier divorced man.
And the commitment foe.
The commitment foe. Yeah. And
that's all.
That was it.
Is that all of them?
Yeah. I think we're making up people at that.
No.
We got
there was the giraffe.
Because you got to remember, like, while there were six friends, only four of them had actual.
The tinker.
The tailor.
The soldier.
And Bob Newhart. So is it all about them and dealing with their relationships and all their problems? And it starts out that the women are trying to change them, and then there's like an hour long, and then act two happens, and the men find the book and realize what they're trying to do, and they change it, and then...
That's where the movie kind of takes off.
Yeah.
Like, or it actually becomes a movie.
Yeah.
So we sit down, thinking it's going to be a giant stink burger, and to our nerdy surprise, the movie starts out with an anime sequence.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that looks like the Boondocks.
And so it starts out like a caveman times, and I was, for some reason, I was just staring and being like,
what is going
What's
on?
Going? You guys,
are we in the right movie right now?
And why am I liking it already?
Yeah.
Well, see, for me, it didn't click for a very long time. I feel like that first whole part like did not work for me.
I can tell you why, because the first hour of the movie wasn't a movie.
Yeah, no, exactly.
It was an infomercial. If you haven't heard of Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man, the first hour of that movie will fucking make sure
you
that,
know.
Like, I almost bought it leaving the theater.
Yeah
it's for like no it's, good reason.
Here's, it was, so every 2 seconds, Steve Harvey would be there talking about the book. And everyone's, and literally when people would talk about the book, they would have to say first, Steve Harvey says,
yes.
In that book, Steve Harvey said this.
Oh, you mean the guy from The Family Feud?
And sometimes when they would say, but he said this, and they would cut to Steve Harvey just on a random...
Just
not,
his disembodied
not
head.
On a TV, but not... They could have just cut... Since it's a movie, they could have just cut to
Steve
Harvey's leg.
Yeah.
But they cut to a close-up shot of a television.
It's like an Orwellian world where Steve Harvey is this omnipotent...
Harvey knows all.
Oh, my gosh.
Obey!
So this book, that book, that Steve Harvey, the family, and like kept just like a ridiculous infomercial that set up the 8 different storylines.
And also, if you don't know what the book is, like, the entire premise of the movie is, like, or is based on the fact that this is the biggest selling book in the world, and you should really know what the fuck this book is.
Women are
sold out everywhere, and people are fighting for
the phone conversation that the guy, when they finally discover and they want to get the book, the phone conversation goes as follows. Yeah, we're looking for a book, act like a woman, think like men. Yeah. Everywhere? Okay. It's sold out everywhere.
Wait, can we do that again, but with someone on the other end?
Sure.
Okay.
Hi. Looking for a book. Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man.
Oh, you mean the book that's talked about in every single news station and TV show, and people are killing each other for it? No, that's completely sold out. Yeah.
Everywhere?
Yes. I actually know everything that's going on in every single bookstore. You can't get it anywhere.
So wait, did they call like 311 for books at that point? Yeah. I was very confused.
And they go around, it's not even on eBay.
I will bid $1 million.
And then they all happen to get a copy of the book.
Yes.
The best part, they are currently in a party van that says
the
ass
factor.
And they never got to the ass factory.
No, they never did.
When are they going to get to
the ass factory? So it was an infomercial, and then at the act 2 turn in which the guys start to fight back, everyone got like funnier and more interesting.
Yep.
And
yeah.
And we enjoyed the shit out of it.
Yeah. It also like did a good job of like showing you the full spectrum of like Kevin Hart.
Yes.
Because he's the type of person where like, I'll watch like some of his stand-up and I'm like, this is fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Like, not funny.
Right.
He's like annoying even as like a, like in like the sense like you see this commercial for his like Comedy Central special or something.
Oh, God.
And you're like, oh, I don't want anything
don't
to do
it,
with
yeah.
this guy. And he was the happier divorced guy.
Yes.
Yeah. But then like, as the movie goes along, like he gets funnier.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, actually I do. Like, if you just put on a Kevin Hart special and I watch it, I'll probably laugh. But if you tell me a Kevin Hart special's coming on and I have to see a commercial for it, I'm going to shoot myself.
For the first half of the film, whenever he was talking to all his friends, because he didn't really have a storyline at first, he was really the leader at the end of kind of to the conclusion.
Yeah.
But before that, he was just a friend. He would just spout cliches of like what a friend character should say, but without a joke.
Yeah.
So this like big just like, hey, you gotta get that booty, or so, like just something.
Yeah.
But it was, there was no joke.
That
to
was
it.
The whitest way anyone in the history of America has said you gotta get that booty.
You just gotta get that booty. So the older white character.
Was he like older?
Yeah, that was the thing. It was one of those things that like I understand now. When everyone says, "Oh, it was like, oh, well, you know, that whole like." The black character dies first, or the black character doesn't have a storyline. Like,
how come
this
brother doesn't get no lady?
Yeah, he doesn't. He's just there.
Yeah.
Well, in this movie, it was the opposite. Like, the older, weird, white guy was nothing.
Yeah.
He was funny and stuff like that, but he had no storyline. I cannot think of a single reason why he would be hanging out with all those other guys.
Oh, no.
He never justified it.
And he's just there to be, like, to be lame and to be very stereotypically, like,
it was also
suburban.
Really weird. At the end of the movie, when they're all kind of there with their girlfriends, he's talked about his wife the whole time.
I thought we were going to see the wife finally.
Yeah.
She was going to be, like, super hot or something.
I would have loved it if, like, his wife was, like, a large, angry black woman.
That would have been funny.
That would have been good, too. Yeah.
Madea should.
Yeah. Like, but it was just... It was so strange.
Now you know what it's like.
Yeah. No, and it sucks.
because they were all friends. They kind of seem like some of them might have went to college together. Yeah. Some of them know like people from like other places. But then this dude older. Was just like, did the, they really meet him at the gym? I guess because they kind of made fun of him, and he had that sort of, you know, older white, absent-minded racism of, oh, this is fine for me to do, but
not at all.
Mind you, there are two white people in the movie, but the other one is Turtle.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he doesn't count because we've adopted him for our side. We did. I mean, the racial draft, that is a real thing. We've taken Turtle. So he doesn't, like, notice. Like, he's just the black guy now.
Which round did Turtle go in?
Turtle was a fourth round pick. Okay. But it's a value pick because, I mean,
he's got a name. He's got a brand. Yeah.
Exactly. Once he dropped a little weight.
Yeah.
You guys are just mad that you missed out on Johnny Drama.
No. I don't think he'd want to come over to this side.
I don't think he knows what side he is on.
That is like a really funny, I've never seen it happen the other way in a movie before.
Yeah.
Like, think back on Ghostbusters, like, Winston was not on the fucking poster.
I have a VHS copy of Ghostbusters that the Ernie Hudson and the character name of Winston is not mentioned anywhere on the VHS box. He's not on the cover picture.
Yep.
He's not in the explanation. They don't talk about the fourth Ghostbuster, and they don't. And he's not even in like the credits, like the really tiny credits. Ernie Hudson's name is on it.
Look, and like now, look at the poster. I feel like this movie was my reparations. if you look at the poster for Think Like a Man, Gary Owen is not on.
No.
Now, granted, that's not right. Like, that's not right to like. Just do the reverse, do what was done to you back to other people. But I don't believe in an eye for an eye, but it does feel good.
Okay. It was a little white man's burden.
Yeah.
Nice.
But, you know, at the same time, like, it was just funny some, like, the things that they, like, our reaction to it, to him sometimes was like, with DeVry. Yeah. That's where he
graduated
was.
In class of February.
Which he was uber white.
Yeah, he was very white.
And his like son plays the violin.
And the cello.
And the cello.
Oh man.
Yeah, we didn't see any of his family.
Anything.
We just
whatsoever.
Talked about his family the whole time. Never
he was
saw
only
him.
In bar scenes or basketball court scenes.
But you know what? Like, he was kind of an okay comic relief.
Yeah.
Like it was fun.
It was like to match the energy of Kevin Hart. It was just like the opposite end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Which is where, actually, you know, Team Owen and Team Hart, you know, come from.
Which would have been nice. They would have. I would have liked to see more of the two of them. I think
together.
So Bennett, his name is Bennett, and then.
Especially considering that neither of those characters had like conventional arcs in the movie, like
they seem like they seem like the two characters in which a scene would happen and then everyone would walk away except the two of them, and then they would have this like funny bump moment to go to the next scene.
So you're saying spinoff?
Yes.
Yeah. Or at least like direct to DVD like extra
companion
movie.
Like all the DreamWorks animations do like Christmas specials.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. It's so weird. Holy like, shit. There's another How to Train Your Dragon movie?
I know, and I really
it's
want to
so
see
good.
It.
It's
Wait,
so good.
Wait, the second one? Like, the other one?
There's the short film. It's really good.
What holiday? Easter?
It's kind of like an Easter thing without actually being Easter.
Saying Easter?
Yeah.
Right. It's like, what was the Wookiee holiday? Life Day? It's a lot like Life Day.
The one weird thing about this movie...
one weird?
Well, okay, other than the fact that we enjoyed it.
And disembodied Steve Harvey head every 20 minutes.
Was that...
not Steve Harvey head, like, head.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean.
Yeah, we know.
So clearly this book is supposed to be, like, very helpful and truthful to women. Like, here's how, like, you get what you want or need out of a relationship, out of a man. So these female characters are all very strong, but then the second something happened that didn't go to plan, and they became even stronger... But then a man just had to do one tiny little thing, and all women's rights just, like, crumbled for a second. They're like, okay, handsome gentleman. But I don't get, like, with self-help books, like, is it just, like, you obey these rules? Like,
I mean,
it seems like they were so strict about,
it was
like...
a little cultish.
Yeah.
Like, 90 days before you give up cookie.
But I think that,
also, same cookie.
Also, the term cookie was used
so
7,000 times in the movie
so often.
To refer to a vagina. So
but I do. I think. Yeah, you're right about that, Alex. So.
Yeah. So there.
Yeah.
I don't know what my point was.
Yeah. So
I actually totally forgot, and that's why.
I know.
But you're right.
Blindly agreed with me. Thank
you. All right. But should we also mention best cameos? Multiple cameos by Chris Brown. in this movie just walking by in the background of a scene to effectively make fun of a woman and then walking out of the scene with another woman.
I was so prepared. I was on edge for him to punch a woman.
I was waiting for it to happen.
And, like, there was nothing I could do about it. But my butthole was sufficiently clenched in nervousness.
The opening scene in which he's, like, trying to leave Maya's apartment.
Yeah.
I really wanted him to, like, put all his clothes on, get ready, and then stand next to the bathroom door. So when she opens it to walk out, just boom! And runs away.
And he stole her coffee.
Oh, what was really fun? What's the guy's name from Weeds who was in this?
Romany Malco.
Yeah.
Yes.
His apartment in this is Andre's apartment from the League.
Yes.
That's the same apartment.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't see that?
It looked pretty similar.
It looks pretty similar. But what sold it was when they came in the door, you could see the window on the side, but then the other window in the hallway, which from
the season three premiere, where they
see the auto draft.
The
auto draft. That's like the window. That exact shot. I was like, oh, that's the same.
It was
apartment.
The one with the porno. That's
yeah.
Incredible. Yeah.
Yeah.
The movie also made, like, several Tyler Perry references, and I couldn't tell where they were on where they stood on the Tyler Perry.
There was some razzing to Tyler Perry, which
I couldn't tell if it was good-hearted razzing, if it was like, this is as mean as we can be, so we're going to razz him, or if it was just, like, a joke that everybody was in on and, like, it was a good thing. I like to think it was a bad thing.
Yeah, me too.
Is it weird
but
that
I don't know if I only think that because we saw the preview for the next Madea movie.
Oh, Witness Protect.
I feel bad because it looks like he's even cheapening that character's going even
yeah.
in a different direction. It's
now it's Ernest.
It didn't. Well,
yes.
Yeah, it looks like Ernest.
Yes, it does
that's
look
not
like
a,
Ernest.
When I worked at the video store,
shit. Now I
kind of
want to see it.
When I worked at the video store, I rented Diary of a Mad Black Woman because I heard good things about it.
It's a drama.
It's a drama
with
Madea.
Madea.
But she did. She still that character still didn't act like it like she did in this trailer at
yeah.
all. It wasn't. It was. It's,
give me everything you got that's free, y'all.
Even
Brown
Eugene,
Eugene Levy.
What is happening?
With an accent.
And like a fake French
she
mustache.
Is a very relaxed.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
That's not, is that even a French accent?
No. I don't know what you
no, they just said, hey, put on a hat and now you're foreign.
Yeah.
all right. So the point where Think Like a Man kind of took off for me was when Kevin Hart started making jokes while they were making breakfast about, what was his name?
With his shirt off.
From that moment on, it was just fucking hysterical.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because what's funny is at first I'm like, dude's got his shirt off.
Yeah. I was, yeah, like,
and he's cut.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sorry.
It's weird to just have your shirt off in a movie with, like, your dudes.
Yeah.
Without
yeah.
a, like, you're not in, it's not, you're not in front of a woman. You didn't just F. You're not about to F. You're eating breakfast.
Yeah, but if he has to grate any G's, he could do it on those abs. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know why Nancy Bottom was so afraid, because Conrad clearly could have protected her.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was that jacked, though.
Yeah. It's one of those things that I feel, you see that happen to every actor when they're in a few, when they first like start to get known, the next step is to bulk up,
yeah.
Which I assume is just that they don't want anyone to fuck with them while they're out. They have to look stronger.
Like or, remember...
He's going to be an action star.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Remember when Ryan Reynolds was on Two Guys, a Girl at a Pizza Place?
Yeah.
Or does no one remember that because no one watched it?
I watched
it. Because I watched it.
I did.
And
wait,
I enjoyed
before
it.
Before or after it was changed into Two Guys and a Girl?
Notice, I said Two Guys, a Girl.
Russ just gave me a scowl.
Fucking, when they cut Pizza Place out of there, I was out.
That's why I love that SNL and a pizza.
We have the Pizza Place.
But, yeah, like, if you look back on Ryan Reynolds then, he was just a skinny, tall guy.
He was an everyman.
Yeah.
He was more
yeah,
of an everyman
yeah.
nerd.
And then Blade Trinity rolled around, and
boop.
The dude got cut the
yeah.
F up.
He didn't come back.
No.
Yeah.
No. Oh, God. That was not a great movie.
Because it wasn't a Blade movie.
It was like an iPod commercial for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Like,
what did he call?
Cock-juggling Thundercunt?
Yes.
You
sorry.
Cock-juggling Thundercunt!
That's right.
Wow. To segue into Avengers.
Okay. This is nice.
If you know what I read online, follow bleedingcool.com, a British comic site.
Yeah.
He
which is
wrote
awesome.
This whole article.
Yeah.
Is, it's my favorite website on the internet besides moviepodcast.com. He had this whole article
James.
About, at one point in the Avengers, Loki calls the Black Widow...
A cock-juggling Thunder.
No. Like a something Quim. And he brings this whole thing. He's like, Quim is like a much more hateful word for cunt. So, like, the way that British people use
I'm
the word...
I'm going to start
using it. Use the word... Because, like, you know, like, British people throw the word cunt around.
Yeah. Guys, remember
that?
Yeah.
We
don't. Thing, yeah.
So, it's basically, like... If you said cunt to a woman in America, they don't like it. If you said quim, that's, like, that's their cunt.
Well, yeah, because cunt is the term of endearment there.
That's my cunt.
Also, guys, if you are tweeting about this episode, make sure it's hashtag quim.
Also, like,
team quim or team cunt?
This is our quim cast.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So, yeah.
I don't like that at all.
Quimcast.
So on to Avengers.
On to Avengers.
What,
who saw it? Wait, so three of us saw it at midnight?
Yeah, we saw it at midnight.
Yes.
Yep.
I did not.
No, you did not.
The one of the... Real quick. The biggest testament to this movie, and I keep telling everyone I see about this, is that I could literally write out an entire explanation, beat for beat, of the final action sequence, and read it to you 4 to 5 times in a row before you've ever seen it. You would still not be prepared for how fucking awesome it is.
Yeah. This is not the first movie to do superheroes right by any stretch, but it's like the first movie, in my opinion, that nails, like, this is a comic book movie. We're going to make a comic book that you
exactly.
watch.
Exactly, exactly. Like, too many of the comic movies have tried to become, like, real movies, or what I mean, whether you're playing into tropes of dramas and stuff like that, this knows that it's a fucking, like, it knows that it's a big cartoon of a movie, and a big comic book of a movie.
It even, like, almost plays like panels at one point. Like, you see Captain America doing something, and then Iron Man's there, and then he flies away, and then Thor's there. And, like, it's, like, just, like, reading from panel to panel.
Yes. Which is perfect. Which was perfect.
Some of that last scene felt like... some of the shots in Life Aquatic when they built just half, like, the half,
half
boat,
the
and
boat
they just, like, went around the boat. That's what it was, but in an action scene.
Yeah.
And one of the best ways that I can also relate it is, like, if you know when they come out with trailers for video games, and it's whenever it says on the bottom, like, this isn't actual gameplay footage, but it makes the game look awesome, and it's just the coolest things they could do.
I hate when they
That's
do
what
that.
This movie was.
It was.
This
it
movie was those trailers, like, for the DC MMO. DC Universe. That trailer... Yeah. When they had, like, everyone was fighting,
awesome.
Like, and it looked awesome. That's what the Avengers movie was like.
Yeah.
And I think my, like, testament to it was, like, towards the, you know, the last act when, like, the point where they, like, spin the camera around, like, the Avengers together, and it sounds like people are, like, cheering or something like that. I could, or, like, something, I couldn't tell if the cheering was happening in the movie or me saying it. Because I was, like, so ecstatic
like,
from
Yeah, that's the
that
first
movie.
Time they're all together, like,
it was, like, something like,
in costume,
hours into
all
the
ready
film,
to go.
And they were just all right there.
Yeah, one point throughout this whole thing, I sat forward, put my elbows on my knees, and put my head in my hands, and just stared. I couldn't take it.
Right. Like, I know it sounds like we're almost overselling it, but I fucking do not like when people clap in movies.
I hate
when they stand up, because I feel like they're trying to let you know that I get this more and I like this more because I'm more of whatever than you.
Yeah,
and
I always have the rules that audience gets one movie clap.
Yeah.
Ooh.
After that, the audience gets one clap. Yeah.
This movie knocked all of those rules out of the water for me. When other people were clapping, I didn't think in my own head like, "Oh, that guy's an asshole." Because
you were clapping.
Because I was clapping. Like when Hulk does anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
I couldn't be happier, and I couldn't be happier that they finally got him right.
They let him loose and just
had right. Finally.
Too much of the Eric Bana and the Edward Norton just looked like
too much on the
it
anger.
Was just like flipping stuff.
Yeah.
It was like Superman Returns when all Superman did was catch things.
Yeah.
Hulk just like threw things all the time.
But yeah, he had a personality as Hulk,
which is
really great. And like that's the first time they've actually done that, and they made him funny. They made him like like they did everything, and it was
so
awesome.
So that's the thing, like the kind of confusing thing was like, well, when did he get control of Hulk? And that's not it. I think after Hulk fought Thor, he wanted to be his friend afterwards. Like, he respected him, and then that's when he was, like, fine to fight with them.
Yeah.
Because he liked them all.
Yeah. So, a little background on Avengers, in case you don't know, directed by Joss Whedon.
Thanks.
Yes. Second
movie. I was about to say God, but that's just Joss Whedon.
That is Joss Whedon, exactly. Written by, story by both Joss
Zach
Whedon.
Penn.
Zach
Penn.
Yeah.
Zach Penn.
He's done a lot of the...
Zach Penn did,
X2.
Wasn't
Zach
Penn... Didn't Zach Penn write 300?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Yeah, I think he did.
He wrote that. He wrote.
Well, they did the story. Joss Whedon did the screenplay.
Zach Penn's pretty much a go-to guy for genre stuff.
Yeah, it's almost like when because what's his face, David S. Goyer, kind of lost it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just some other things that he, writer for Last Action Hero.
I love that movie.
So do I. So there's I mean, PCU.
Really?
Oh, what? Man.
Wow.
These guys are winning.
Gadget? Behind Enemy Lines. Screenplay. Nice. Not too bad.
Did anyone read Joss Whedon's just explanation of one of the scenes he wanted to have in his Batman movie?
No.
Oh, yeah.
There's really, it's really
good. And now I want to see his Batman movie.
Yeah. He was saying like he would do some of the origin stuff. Like one scene he wanted to do was like a kid Bruce Wayne like about to kind of get attacked by like a bunch of bullies.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they're all about to fight him, and then it just jump cuts to like Alfred running through the mansion and like comes around the corner. You think he's gonna like mend Bruce's like young Bruce's wounds, and he says no. He comes around the corner and Bruce is standing there. He's like, I didn't let them. Like I stopped them, and I'm just like.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Batman, we saw the new trailer for The Dark Knight before Avengers.
Horrible placement.
Yes.
Horrible
placement. Yeah. Not the movie. It's a different comic book movie.
Yeah.
Very different.
Yeah. Like I was saying earlier, just how Avengers is the first superhero movie to say like I am a comic book movie. Mm-hmm. This is a comic that you're watching.
Yeah.
The Dark Knight, while awesome and a great series of movies in and of itself, sheds all of like
they,
that.
They more graft Batman onto like another genre.
They
than,
take a really good
that.
Crime drama and
yes.
put Batman
exactly.
more
in like,
his character.
It's more like Heat than a DC comic.
Exactly.
Which is cool because it's done really
it's
well.
Cool. Yeah. It's different from all the other movies.
But it made me
but.
It made me not like the trailer because I was in the mood for Big.
Well, I think.
Bright.
I think.
Oh, I thought you meant the movie.
Yeah.
I'm always in the mood for Big.
Yeah,
that holds up.
We're talking about Sex and the City characters, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm always in the mood.
Who wants to go to Playland with me and recreate scenes from Big?
Me.
Right. Yeah, Thea Schwartz.
Well, didn't they actually that whatchamacallit is gone?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
The fortune teller.
Yeah, but that's been gone for a long time. Yeah,
yeah, it's like been, one of the sad things was like, here's what they did in your childhood, and they had a picture of that, and then they had a picture of the Pepsi machine that's now where it is.
Oh, yeah. That was like cracked or something. Right?
Yeah.
I've gotten Pepsi machine.
And did they tell you their fortune?
Yeah, and I didn't become an adult.
I want to be big. Ooh, a Sierra Mist.
Man, it just stunted my growth.
So, another thing about this one, you can actually hear Bane talk in the new trailer. I wasn't a big fan of that. I liked it when I didn't know what he was saying.
I feel like...
It felt like it was tacked on. It felt like it was, like, overproduced in a way.
Yeah, in movies when you only see to the back of someone's head and they say a line, which was clearly
like
not spoken at the time.
Yeah,
it wasn't
ADR'd.
Spoken at the time, and they're like, oh, let's actually add a line in right there.
Yeah.
And it feels out of place. Bane is looking straight at you.
Yeah.
And that's what it feels like.
It's just
you think it's just because his mouth is obscured that like it just makes the whole thing.
But also because they redubbed it too,
it
doesn't feel.
Mouth is obscured and it just the sound quality that.
I just want to be clear. We're kind of just being bitches.
We are
because of what we saw
before
this. Like in 2 months, we're gonna be like singing this movie's praises because it's gonna be awesome. It's just.
Pete does not think so.
I think it'll be awesome.
No, I think that this...
It just wasn't the right... Like, you had... I was in a different place with Avengers.
Yeah.
A really awesome place. A different one, though. I wasn't ready for that.
Were you ready for... No, go ahead, Al.
Oh, no, as you say that, I think that Dark Knight Rises just has the problem of, like, A, living up to the previous film, and, like, B, just, like, I think it's... They've done a weird job of kind of managing people's expectations for what that movie actually is.
Totally.
And I think because of so many leaks, like, you know... So many like scene reports and like set
Catwoman
photos.
Catwoman footage without any context, which I never
like. Yeah, like smiling Batman pictures.
It's like, remember when Green Lantern was coming out and you saw that stupid picture of Peter Sarsgaard with just like a giant ass
just walking.
Just walking. Well, Grant, I still haven't seen Green Lantern
awful.
Because of that picture.
Oh, finally.
It's not good.
I won't because of that picture. Yeah. Like, if any part of that movie is as bad as the feelings I have looking at that picture, I don't want anything to do with it.
Me and Tiggs were in the theater for Avengers, and a guy walks in, has a Green Lantern hat on. I was like, stupid Green Lantern hat. That movie's so dumb. Oh, that's Grizz from 30 Rock.
It was crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He is tall as
He's huge. What did he think of the Avengers?
He seemed to love it.
He was, he stayed throughout the credits and everything like that. So.
Great.
I'm not going to say what it is, but after the credit scene, was
the very final.
So goddamn funny.
Oh my god.
It was really funny.
It was just, it was like a callback to something that you thought may have been a throwaway line during the movie, and then you're just like, oh, it's finally realized and I could watch this forever.
And it's perfect. Like,
Not a single word is spoken.
Yep.
And it's great because, like we just said, that the Batman film's trying to ground him in a world. That scene alone made them also seem like real people.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. Exactly.
But that's like Joss Whedon's strength, though, is he can make like such extraordinary characters ordinary, and I don't mean ordinary in terms of boring. Ordinary in terms of like, oh, well, I can
relatable.
That.
Yeah,
I can meet this person.
I can imagine living in a world with Iron Man.
Yes,
yeah,
that's awesome.
I'm
yeah.
probably gonna sound so dumb right now, but
no,
I feel
yeah.
like
yes.
yeah.
No, drum roll.
I feel that every one of his scenes and his dialogues, you could probably set it to music, and it would sound like a musical.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
The dialogue just has a rhythm to it that just like yanks you around. Like you're sitting there waiting for the next word and the next sentence. Like it just there we go. You're just excited.
Yep. Yanks you around like the whole.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's also like it's not the same exact pace for every like
no.
every set of characters in whatever combination have like this whole separate kind of chemistry.
Yeah.
Everyone
like
has their
Bruce
own voice.
Banner and Tony Stark have a different chemistry
yeah.
than like Tony Stark and Thor.
Yeah.
Thor.
And I think that the dialogue wasn't overly snappy, like it didn't feel like an Aaron Sorkin show or something like that, which can get
That's
a little
true.
Obnoxious.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did a good job of balancing that every single character had a scene with each other out of costume,
yes.
just
yeah.
relating as people, and then every single character in costume had a fight together,
yep.
or like against each
or,
other,
yeah,
but,
or
they fought with
the,
like
sparring.
They fought like as a team, and it was just so happy.
It was good. It was, wow.
What was I going to say? There's the one scene on the helicarrier when they're all fighting and arguing.
Yeah, I loved that.
That could have been like a huge clusterfuck, but every single person got their opinion out and their point of view that you agreed with every person and disagreed with them at the same time,
yeah.
saw where they were coming from, got it, hated them, loved their opinion, and it was just the tension of that moment and what it was building to, it was just like...
yeah.
Like, I know it sounds like we're like sucking this movie off. But
I will.
It sounds like that because it's happening. I'll do it and I'll like it and I'll do it again. But the thing, like, this did something that no other movie, like, it's a sequel and an origin at the same time.
Right.
I mean,
of five separate movies.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Which is like, that's such an ambitious thing. I don't think people realize.
Yeah.
People have been like, oh, well, you know, X-Men, but like, no. I don't want to see a Storm movie. I don't want to see a Cyclops movie. I've already seen the Iron Man movie.
Yeah.
I've seen the Thor movie. And then I loved all those movies, and now here's everything together in one package, and it's fucking brutal.
And it's a totally different package.
Yes.
It's not,
yes,
it's not
exactly.
Iron Man
well,
3.
Well,
Avengers.
I wonder
yes.
what this movie is like for people that are coming in cold. That, like, have not seen...
What are you doing?
I have so much like angry energy and like happiness in me that
you pull up your jeans and you're showing off your legs.
I want to run around in circles right now.
Because I think like a man?
Because I think like a man?
You're finally thinking like a man?
I'm at such a movie high. I feel like I have to go home and put on like
a dress.
27 dresses.
27. Some piece of shit movie that.
Yeah,
I need
to see a good Catherine Heigl to like come.
Just
down.
So I, just well, so
you're
I can.
Good luck finding a good Catherine.
Just
Heigl.
So I can watch a mediocre movie and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be able to. They did a good job of like kind of introducing everyone without like being overly annoying about it and spending too much time
That's
on
true.
It.
That's true. Yeah.
And my best thing too is that. Every single character was better in this movie than they were in their own
Absolutely.
Movies.
Yeah.
I think that's 100%.
Tony Stark
Thor.
Was so much funnier.
Especially Thor. Oh,
so
Tony
funny.
Stark
yeah.
was a
yeah.
thousand times funnier than
Thor really fought in this.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
His fights were cool, and he swung his hammer. And
he
hardly did that in the movie.
There was like, this could have been called fan service, like the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, because like, even just like watching them fight, like, remember when like Iron Man shoots beams, like repulsor beams, off Cap's shield,
oh,
reflecting
that was so
it.
Great.
Like, oh, that was so awesome. And
yeah.
like, you know what I wanted to see come back? This isn't really a spoiler, but like when they're kind of like all kind of, they all kind of have moments of like squaring off when they
yeah,
cross beams.
There's a lot of
stuff. And when like Thor's hammer hits Cap's shield and it like levels like trees and stuff like that, like I was expecting that.
Oh
to
yeah,
come back.
That was
like
great.
Happen as like
yeah,
a,
yeah,
a,
yeah. like
that's
I thought that was gonna be
show.
Like they're gonna be like we're surrounded, we gotta do this.
And just smash.
Yeah,
it's like a don't cross the streams moment, and then at the end they cross the streams.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Like I wanted to see the happen again.
Because annoying, they had a little bit of an obnoxious Deus Ex Machina at the very end.
Yes, they did, but
But you're forgiving it because your eyes are bleeding from everything else.
But also, like, that is what happens in those kind of, like, comics, yeah. those kind of movies. Like, that is, like, kind of their way of wrapping it up because, you know, it's hard to...
I mean, and I might have a different opinion on this than everybody else, which we can weigh in on in a second. But I liked Black Widow this time around.
Yeah, she was badass.
She was...
And I think
because when you see that her, when you see that circle shot where they pan around, they show everybody and she only has the gun.
The tiny little gun you're
that really like deflated like anything I thought she'd be able to do in the movie. But they really I think did a good job of highlighting her other assets.
And I agree with
nice.
And I can't mean that. Nah, I did.
Yeah. Well, and I agree with you more because I do like they made fun of like her butt shots like a lot.
Yeah.
But her jacket was zipped up practically the entire way, the entire film. They really didn't try to
I remember it. Being zipped
down
it
was
a lot,
zipped
actually.
Down a little bit.
But
she's still in a cat.
Well,
she's still in a cat suit.
Yeah.
So. One thing, when I wrote an article about Iron Man 2 the other day on the site, Russ commented that he was a little annoyed by her fight choreography from Iron Man 2.
Every single thing was like a hurricane rana when she like flips.
Oh yeah.
So she did do some of that stuff in the first one, but then later on, you really got a fact that she's a person because her fights with the Chitauri at the end was like fucking scrapping, I'm fighting for my life. I'm just gonna have to beat the shit out of these things.
Yeah.
And it was so much better.
I mean, I give like equal credit to ScarJo and like Joss. I think that he
ScarJo,
because you guys are like close personal friends.
No, like her and Joss Whedon, because I think that he gave her good material to actually kind of be like a strong female in that. And I think that she actually ran with it and was able to do it. And like I said, like convey both like. Being strong and like also
gave
like
her that Buffy
fighting.
Treatment.
I think was awesome. And I think even like when she was like talking to Loki and stuff like that, like I think she did like a good job.
Yeah,
moting and
she spent the whole Iron Man 2 with no personality.
Yeah,
other than like sexy kind.
Also,
of lady.
If you're a spy, if you're like a notorious international super spy, do you always use your first name and just different last names?
Apparently, I think so. Wouldn't make it easier.
Yeah. Other than Joss Whedon, one thing I would like to see from all superhero films is that if you...
That is a big request.
Yeah.
I want
he's got things to do.
I want him to do everything. Nope. But what I would like to see, if you direct a superhero film, I don't think you should be allowed to direct the next one. Because I think it will work better if someone comes in and saying... Who has that fresh perspective, but also says, I didn't like that what you did because you left all of this stuff out that could be awesome.
Yeah.
And that's how to be like Joss Whedon. You can see that he saw all those other movies and was like, you know, you didn't do this stuff. We need to do this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, not just trying to like do what works again.
Like, which is kind of where Iron Man 2 fell short.
Yeah.
Was it was like, oh, it didn't get exactly what people loved about the first one. It was just like, oh, people liked that and that and that and that. I'll put that in there.
Yeah.
Fuck that other stuff. But it's like, no, like we wanted more. He kind of left some stuff by the way.
Kind of gone a long way in the last, what, like 4 or 5 years now since Ben's Iron Man? Like, I mean, because considering, like, I even hated him in the comics at the time, and it, like, that movie, because that was, like, Civil War time.
Oh, okay.
So, like,
Dark
that
Days
movie,
Fall,
like...
Dark Days
Yeah. So, like, that movie, like, turned me onto that character a lot more.
Yeah,
and, like...
Matt Fraction's current Iron Man run is fantastic.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's absolutely spectacular.
How do you feel about the next one possibly being just pretty much...
Extremist. Which it would be nice because I do like one of the things they did with his suit this time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
With the new suit that. Because one of the things they need is that they have to have a reason why Iron Man's able to put on a suit in 2 seconds. That's why they had the suitcase in this in Iron Man 2. That's why they had what they did in the Avengers. And that's what Extremist is going to accomplish. Just basically an entire movie just so they don't have to show that lengthy process of putting the suit on ever again.
Right.
So,
which does look cool, and he was like walking and just take
off. Yeah, that was really cool.
I think that I am pretty excited though for Iron Man 3 and what they kind of do with each.
We'll see what's gonna happen.
Each sequential Marvel film after this, because I mean, kind of where do we go?
Yeah.
From here, they built up to this thing. They did that thing.
So what's all right? So what is actually gonna happen? What's the timeline for Avengers 2 to come out?
We have Iron Man 3 next year.
Okay.
Yes.
We have
Thor 2 supposedly next year. Right.
They said a Hulk movie in 2015.
Oh, I thought they were considering TV again.
No, they're back. They're now from TV back to movie, based off of the thing. The person
Mark Ruffalo signed up for 6 films.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
His contract is 6 films, so...
But that could be, like, cameo roles.
And also in other Avengers, but that's perfect. I'm going to make a very broad statement. One thing I need from superhero movies now, any sequel, Any sequel, yes, you can set up a new villain Captain and Hyde. Really have you can really have a a whole story arc with that.
Kevin
but the movie needs to include
Steve
them
Harvey.
Just being a superhero in the first 20 minutes.
Yeah.
They need
to
have random fights and actually be a superhero for a while.
Well, I think that kind of, again, brings us to our problems with the new Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. All right, so we also saw the trailer for that right before the movie.
Yeah, we got it.
Sure
we
have to talk about it.
I don't... first off, I just want to say, obviously not seeing the movie, like, I can't, like,
can't
really shit-talk
it,
like,
yeah,
on much authority.
Because we're nerds.
But, yeah,
internet,
that's
so.
What we do. We judge things arbitrarily. I don't want to see another origin story for Spider-Man.
You know what? I don't want to see the origin story that they are proposing for Spider-Man.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
see an origin story either way. Like, I get, like, we all understand, like, that comics just say, like, sometimes, oh, fuck that shit, it didn't happen, this is happening.
Yeah.
Why don't, like, if you wanted to make him younger and tell stories from high school, just fucking do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Just do it.
Just do it.
No one, like, everybody who saw the other Spider-Mans knows the origin.
Yeah.
You can save yourself the time and the money.
We get it. Pretty much Spider-Man.
Like, we all saw the play.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We don't need to go into it, guys.
You know exactly what happened.
So, they're saying right now that the origin is also being changed
play.
A bit.
Did you?
Yeah.
That...
which is the first cut? Sorry. The first
the first cut.
Oh,
yeah.
So
the first
you saw with the original ending to it?
Yeah. It was fucking dumb.
What's the original? Like, go to, like, Greece? Or,
yeah,
like,
it's
ancient
Greece.
Yeah.
What?
I don't want to... No, not
doing
this.
Yeah, no, that's a real ass thing. That, like, Spider-Man is, like, talking to, like, a Greek chorus and, like, an ancient... Like, yeah, it's fucking weird.
Let's talk about...
All right, so they're changing
Can't
the origin story into that... the powers is actually something that Peter Parker's dad gave to him before, and then just the spider bite unlocked it. It was like, it's the thing that, like, just flipped the switch on. So he was destined for this. This is not something that was given.
Yeah.
And that is so far from the appeal of Spider-Man.
Is there still with great power and great responsibility there?
It's the fact that, and I'm gonna really real, I'm a 26-year-old comic book reader. My room is filled with comic books. It's the fact that the nerdy smart dude,
Kathleen Hagen,
can just all of a sudden that the nerdy smart dude can become a superhero.
Yeah,
and just does it.
It just happens. Yeah.
And just by happenstance, and he becomes something, and then he, granted, he gets a spider bite, gets wrong, but he creates the webbing himself. Like he does all this. That's his own potential. That was just chance. To show it.
Yeah.
Not given to him. And that's the thing. Like, the nerd does it.
So pretty much it was like, the difference here is, like, instead of him finding the book, Think Like a Man, it's like he already had the book written to him.
Yeah.
Read to him,
yeah,
and he didn't have to read it.
Okay.
Wow.
It all, like, I mean, one thing we kind of all are in agreement on is it's, it wasn't gone enough to miss it.
No, exactly.
Also, when they say that that origin story that Pete was mentioning is going to take 3 movies to come to fruition, really, and be explained, fucking is so much.
So you're going to give me
6 years, probably.
6 years of something I didn't want to begin with.
I'm just saying right now, that's not. I don't think it's going to make a trilogy. I think they're going to just talking it up right now. They're saying, oh yeah, we're going to do 3 movies, and the first one is either going to like completely fuck up, and people are going to hate it, and we're just going to be like,
I mean, it's
going
to make
it's
money.
It's
going to
make money
Spider-Man.
By virtue of who it is, but it's not going to make the money it could make.
I don't know, I mean, everything has avoided it in, like, the schedule as, like, one can expect.
Yeah.
So I think that, like, by virtue of that being the movie that comes out that week and it being a summer blockbuster, it's being Spider-Man, it's going to make
money. Yeah. Yeah.
Beat Avengers opening.
Yeah,
no.
I paid $18 to see Avengers.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I need to go see it again and will pay more money.
Yeah.
I will pay I've seen IMAX, I'll pay $18 again.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to see, I mean, when... We are planning on seeing it another time.
Yeah.
Do you guys just want to see it in regular screen, or do you guys want
to
do
it?
It doesn't matter to me.
And Colm, if you're listening, you never paid me for the movie.
Oh, yeah, actually. Yeah. He's in Ireland right now. He skipped out with that.
Really?
$20, yeah.
No. but, yeah, I mean, yeah, Spider-Man just...
Gotta take care of business.
It's weird. Like, we have a summer that's bookended by... It's got 3 big comic book movies, but... Everybody really only cares about 2. Avengers and Dark Knight. And Spider-Man
and
is just
Expendables
kind of...
The 2.
That's not a comic book movie, but it
but
is.
But I'm excited as fuck about it.
And, I mean, G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Technically has had comic book adaptation.
But, yeah, I don't know. I'm just not excited for Spider-Man.
And it looks, like, too high-tech. Is that? I'm being a bitch, but it looks
I don't know. I feel like
there's parts of the trailers, like the Spider-Man being goofy and like making fun of the like never used to do.
Like him you found my one weakness, tiny knives. That's perfect. That's Peter Parker. That's Peter Parker, and I love that.
I like that part about it, but because Tobey Maguire couldn't pull that kind of
thing. No, because Tobey Maguire could only cry.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would always just talk. Let's not even get into it.
Man could dance, though.
Man could dance. Man could dance.
But yeah, I mean, I think that like maybe if anything, our tempered expectations will help us in being pleasantly surprised.
That's true because I'm expecting a dog of balls.
I mean, but to be fair, we weren't expecting much going into Think Like a Man either.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And now we know who we are.
Man. Yeah, I've got a phone.
I went in there acting like a lady.
I've got a phone call to make you guys. I'm sorry. Guys, I did this job, like this whole thing. It's all.
I'm the mama's boy.
Yeah. Oh, who would we be?
Yeah, who would it be?
If we were Avengers or Think Like a Man.
Or which, and also which Avengers, which one?
Oh, shit.
Okay. I'm.
Do you want to go? Well, let's do Avengers first.
Yeah, okay.
Hulk. I'm Hulk.
Fuck you.
Go fuck you.
Alright, no, in all seriousness.
Who's most angry?
Who's smash things?
Who's green?
Yeah.
Let's just talk about it.
Who's a really smart scientist?
Alright.
No, but I'm Hulk. I'm calling it. Sorry.
And which one is Hulk of the Think Like a Man?
Oh.
Like, with what?
So, Alex.
Avenger. Okay.
Black Widow.
Probably would be Black Widow.
No, actually.
No. I think I get. I don't know. Probably Maria Hill.
No.
Oh, I have
no, you're more than Maria Hill.
No.
Don't sell
yourself
short.
Like a,
don't sell
yourself short. No. I think in reality, I'd probably get like a. I'm roguish.
No, that's not she's an X-Man.
That's an
X-Man. Oh, okay. Yeah, damn it.
Did you see Avengers?
No, I did not. I watched X-Men 3. And let me tell you, the part where they cured Captain America really let me down. I'll take a Cap.
I see that.
Yeah.
Virtuous? Not at all. I'll take Hawkeye. You know,
the weird thing is like, the weird thing, I would actually say I'm a Phil Coulson.
Okay.
Really?
Well, yeah, because he was a fanboy, too.
Yeah,
you're right.
That's me, and it's...
He was so awesome in this one,
by the way. About, like, really, because he's the one that really believes in the idea of the Avengers. Like,
right.
that's me.
Yeah. Like, you are a card-carrying, like, comic book aficionado. I keep that shit on the inside.
Yeah.
Because I don't need it coming out and... You will let people know immediately.
If for those of you that might not know me or ever been to my bedroom, but my bedroom wall.
So nobody ever.
So my bedroom wall is like wallpapered with comics.
Yeah.
From like a good like 15 feet. I don't think my room's that big. I don't know. But it's like wallpapered with comics. And it's the most difficult place to bring a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. You chose to put those up there.
Yes. But I did not choose to bring a woman
there.
That was not my choice.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining it being like a dungeon and it's just actually difficult to bring them.
Yeah. Takes your turn.
You kind of,
for the adventure.
What is it?
I see you as a Cap, actually.
You think I would be Cap? I was thinking I was more of a Nick Fury.
Oh, you run the show.
That or you know...
You are the blackest.
What's black supposed to even mean?
I don't know anymore.
Yeah,
think
no,
like
I,
a man.
Think like a man. I have no idea what it's supposed to mean anymore.
No, I could see you as Nick Fury.
Yeah, I could be, yeah. You know, sort of bringing everybody together, doing this podcast.
Before we go to who we think we are for Think Like a Man, a real quick story of how when me and Tig saw Avengers. There's at one point, I'm not going to spoil anything, at one point a character dies.
Oh, I thought you were going to
And
talk
their
about
dying words are, don't worry, this is important.
Oh, this
it wouldn't be, like... The name, it's the name. It wouldn't work unless they had something to...
And then he died.
And then they die. Well, Then he dies. So clearly he's going to say Avenge, because that's the name of the fucking movie. And someone literally in the audience goes, wait, to what? What is this? Wait, to what?
Actually, I think it might have been the guy sitting right behind us, who was the guy dressed up as Iron Man.
That's my Hulk out moment in which I freak out and then smash them.
When I saw... Avengers, and I was waiting. X-Men 3. Yeah, that's X-Men 3. And there was a trailer for Prometheus. After the trailer ended, this one woman turns to the other, like the kind of like the soft spot in between when like the next trailer started, and just goes, "Did you know that Michael Fassbender is playing a robot in that?" Like she was like fucking like telling them like about to blow their mind.
It's people, artificial person.
People fucking booed Prometheus in our theater.
What?
People went shit.
What is wrong with New Rochelle?
I know. People went apeshit for Spider-Man.
Frankenweenie.
And Frankenweenie. People went apeshit.
People really
like
Frankenweenie. Yeah.
But they were booing Prometheus.
I want to see Paranorman, and I think it's going to be one of the best movies of the year.
I kind of want to see Chernobyl Diaries.
Oh, no.
We're seeing Chernobyl Diaries.
Yeah, we're seeing Chernobyl Diaries, no matter what.
Yeah. Okay, so,
Think Like a Man. Yeah.
We'll go the opposite way around? You've had the most time to think about it, so go ahead, Russ.
I wasn't thinking about it.
Do you want me to go?
Yeah, go.
All right. I'm probably the one who has trouble committing.
That was mine for Alex.
Oh, really? Only because...
So you're Turtle.
I'd be Turtle only because of how weird a parallel...
And also how awesome he was. Like, he was like, I'm playing Call of Duty. I got a Voltron figure here. Like, I just want to hang out with you, Turtle.
Gabriel Union, smoking weed, wearing a Voltron t-shirt.
And, like, boy shorts.
Oh, my God.
Insane. And she is an old lady now. By Hollywood standards, she's like in her early
40s. Yeah,
and
really?
she looked
like 28 in that fucking.
She's looked the same for like the last 15 years.
Megan gets butt in that one dress.
Oh my God, it did. She wasn't lying. Her friend was not lying. Her butt looked great.
Yeah.
No, the other one when she finally let the dude up.
Yeah,
for coffee,
when she had
the
great
you see her butt for like 2 seconds. You're like, oh my God,
holy shit!
And then you never see it again. And I could have openly weeped.
Yeah.
What's funny is I actually like turned to you at that point. I'm like, have you seen that
buzz? Yeah.
We'll find some stills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enough of the objectification.
For now.
For Think Like a Man, I would say
Katherine Heigl. Waiting so long.
For Think Like a Man, I feel Dreamer.
Are you Dreamer?
Really?
Nice.
Dreamer. Well, you're not the only one.
Alex, what are you?
Can we pause for a second so Tiggs can edit that out?
Yeah.
Okay, everyone. Okay, continue.
Okay. Think like a man. I'd end up being Kevin Hart. I think I'm Kevin Hart. I'm Kevin Hart. I'm just
mostly from the first half when he said he was not funny.
Yep.
You are hit or miss.
Yeah,
or miss.
I know. We're mostly miss.
Sometimes
guys.
I'm like, oh, Alex. But then there's other times where I'm like, oh, Alex.
Yeah. Don't worry. We timestamp all those.
Yeah.
This is true. I guess that leaves me with either Mama's Boy or Player. And I'm not a Mama's Boy.
No. So well, you like Gina Russell.
Shut up.
Nice.
I do love Gina Russell, but...
Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
Does your mom listen?
Your mom listen to this podcast?
She probably doesn't. But I'm going
to
have
it.
Does your mom know you're on a podcast?
I don't know. Probably not. She still thinks I do stand-up.
Does she? Okay.
I'm like, I don't do stand-up. She's like, use this joke.
Use this in your act.
I'm like, it's not an act. It's she's like, I'm going to come to your show. It's been 3 years, Mom. I'm still haven't come. But I love you. Happy early Mother's Day. I guess I am the player.
Yeah.
But I'm not a player.
Now,
I just crush a lot.
Now, which of the women
in
Think Like a Man do you think you are?
Oh. I want to be
Megan
Good.
I
want to be Gabrielle Union.
Wendy Williams.
You spoiled that cameo. The women, I think I would be... I guess the single mom?
Oh, damn it.
Regina Hall?
I don't know.
See, I think think Russ is the rich one.
Morris Chestnut?
Yeah, I think you're the one that's more too much her own man.
I think
you're too much your own man.
Taraji P. Henson.
Yeah.
Whatever her character's name is.
I love sitting next to Russ for the one point of the movie when Morris Chestnut gets out of the car, but you don't really see him yet, and Russ goes, is that Morris Chestnut? Because this isn't a black movie unless that's Morris Chestnut.
It's Morris, but yeah. Morris Chestnut has been in every...
I thought it was Maurice.
Morris. He's been in every black movie ever.
Yeah.
And what's funny is I'm like, this movie should have him in it.
And
then, like, in the last act, who comes out of a car other than Morris Chestnut? This is lost on everyone who's listening.
Yeah.
But do know that, like, he is in every black movie.
No, I wish you could have been there sitting next to him because he got a little excited.
Yeah, I was like, now it's a black movie.
I thought it was great, like, sitting in the theater and just kind of constantly glancing over towards Russ, and Russ would be looking at all of us with just this giant smile on his face the entire time.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah. It's weird that, like, that movie actually ended up getting kind of sweet towards the end.
It
ended up, like...
All the little resolutions for all the relationships was very nice.
Once, like, the whole cut to Steve Harvey part kind of was lost, it was like,
yeah,
oh, there's a real movie here.
They really got rid of Steve Harvey.
It's weird because it seems like, and movies aren't made this way, but it seems like this movie was actually every scene they filmed sequentially.
Yeah.
They didn't just, like...
The Russian art.
They just, like, filmed
one
it from
shot.
The beginning
yeah.
to the end.
There are some goofs, though.
Is it me, or did it look like Steve Harvey was wearing a bald cap?
He always looks like that.
Yeah.
Like, he's not anything. He's bald, but it looks like you can kind of see, like, the outlines of a bald cap.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wonder why he decided to go bald. He had a lot of hair, it seemed.
Yeah.
From, like, the Steve Harvey Show era.
Yeah.
He had, like,
he was a teacher. Yeah. He was a music teacher then, right?
Yeah. I watched
and,
that show.
What's his face was in it? The
Bullethead? The white guy?
No, the big
guy. Laurie Beth Denberg from...
Oh, Laurie Beth Denberg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She gives some vital information.
And what's funny is she was a recurring guest for, like, the second season, but she was so popular that the show pretty much became, like, the Steve and Laurie show by the time it was over.
She was a big...
My mind's blown.
Yeah, watch it.
I used to watch that, and then what was Gregory Hines' show? Not Gregory Hines.
He did have a show.
What was the name of that show?
It came on CBS. It got canceled after one season.
Oh,
the little boy from Soul Food was in it. I don't know why I know that.
I don't know why I got a knowledge on us today.
That's a lot of information.
I can't take notes fast enough.
All right, guys. So, want to give some reviews of the movies that we saw?
Oh, like ratings? Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's one thing about Maria Hill I want to talk about later, but we can, is the review a wrap-up, or is the review just a
yeah, they review, yeah, so if you got something to say.
Oh, yeah, one thing about, I was writing all those articles for the website, the Like, Love, Hates.
Yes.
And I did one for Avengers, I just never posted it, because we decided to live blog our time there. And the one thing that I was, like, so excited for, I love the addition of Maria Hill, in the sense that, yes, they're putting all these characters together, but you also got to realize that this is also a part of a much bigger world. And just to have that character there, she didn't really have to do anything. She didn't have to be a big role. Just to have, like, another character that should be a part of S.H.I.E.L.D.
is
great. And I wish they had more. I wish they had subtle hints at other characters, like maybe like a weird Stephen Strange thing, maybe a Heroes for Hire.
They mentioned a cellist a couple of times during it who...
Yeah, Phil Coulson has like, a strange girlfriend or something in Washington or Oregon or somewhere.
Yeah.
And they kept saying, they never said her name, they never showed her, never really went too deep, and I really think that's going to be a character. Like, she's going to be someone, and what I've been saying is what they have to do, if for Avengers 2, there has to be another female hero.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I would think Ms. Marvel makes
that's
the most sense.
That's the, yeah, I mean, after we talked about this the other night, and, I couldn't even think of any other real...
Spider-Man?
The only other one that makes sense would be
Spider-Man,
Wasp, but with
Wasp
you get Ant-Man, and Ant-Man's supposed to be getting his own movie.
Yeah,
so.
Which is so... Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be interesting to see again how this shakes out and, like, what other people, you know, get spun out and get movies.
Yeah. Every time I try to think of, like, female superheroes, I always, like, I just think of ones from the DC universe. I have a tough time thinking of them from the Marvel universe.
Well, the thing is, there's a ton in the Marvel universe. Like,
yeah.
And there's, like, very strong characters, like Jessica Jones.
She's great.
Squirrel Girl.
She's getting a TV show.
Become awesome.
Is she really?
Yeah, they're doing, Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because the book that she first started was called Alias, so they can't do Alias because that was the Jennifer Gardner show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be AKA Jessica Jones. And it's going to be about her detective agency.
That's cool.
Or they reboot Alias.
I would be totally down for that.
I never watched it.
I watched
seasons one and two, and it got a little too convoluted. So
it got really.
It was
really
like,
really
no, convoluted. She's a double agent.
But that show gave us
Bradley
Cooper.
Double double. I'm hungry.
Well, so did What Had American Song.
Yeah,
but it also gave us Bradley Cooper.
Oh my God, my brain.
But my problem then was that they gave Maria Hill nothing to do.
Yeah.
But in the sense that also her lines were shit.
Shit, well...
And Kobe Smulders is beautiful.
I mean, I love her.
And
I love
a good
her.
Actress. She's good in that...
She was so wooden.
Wait, can I say, it's so weird now contrasting, like, when we saw the Avengers panel at Comic-Con, and, like, everyone was like,
You're not wearing shorts, but I...
I love Maria Hill. Maria Hill's great in this. Maria Hill, and she's like, ha ha ha. Oh, thanks, guys.
Car chase, which was just the ending to Metal Gear Solid 1.
Yes.
But like, it was just so weird. Like, I guess I kind of expected there to be like a twist with her, and even when they're like, we thought there would be Skrulls, like I was like, oh, Maria Hill's totally gonna be a Skrull.
Even Chitauri were the ultimate version of Skrulls, and some of them are shapeshifters. So I thought Maria Hill was gonna be like a secret Chitauri.
Like, I guess like all of them like kind of been like, oh, Maria Hill, like made me think there was a twist with her. Yeah. And then when it didn't really happen, I was like, kind of like, oh. All
right. Yeah, I mean, like I guess a twist character would be Hulk in the sense that,
you're awesome.
He was so awesome, and I hate Mark Ruffalo for no good reason.
So goddamn,
and he nailed Bruce Banner. Perfect. Like Ed Norton's Hulk was a very enjoyable movie, beginning to end.
It's number two in my Marvel movie.
It's easily.
Well, now it's number three.
If I had to like compare it, it's definitely like one of the best, if not better. One of the better, if not best.
Yeah,
but Ed Norton wasn't Bruce Banner. Yeah, he was a guy on the run. Who turned into the Hulk.
Yeah.
Bruce Banner was finally fully realized, and Hulk was fully realized.
Yes. I think they didn't know what to do with the Hulk for a very long time, and I think now that like he played a part... I almost don't know if I want like a full Hulk movie.
I think like almost with Hulk, it's almost like I'd want to see like a Hulk team-up movie. Yeah. Because Hulk doesn't really emote. He doesn't talk a lot. He's angry.
He only had one line.
Yeah. Which is all he's really ever going to have. So everybody else has to carry the movie in terms of the weight. And you can't have nothing but Bruce Banner, because then that means I'm getting that first
there's
Hulk
no action.
Movie.
There's no
action.
Yeah.
So I'd almost want to see like a Hulk-Thor team-up or somebody else team-up, because that would be awesome.
I would like to see those movies start happening, because they've been doing all these solo movies for so long. Like, there's team-ups in the comics have been...
Exactly. Like, and if Marvel's really going to do what they've been doing so far, which is like making crossovers and stuff like that, just give me that.
The one problem is just that he's just... The power set is so off. It's like, if Iron Man is like fighting with the Hulk and then the Hulk leaves for any reason, it was like, why would you let Hulk leave? You could probably do this by himself.
Yeah. That was one of my favorite lines in the movie was, we've got an army.
We've got a Hulk.
I mean, it's going to be interesting again to see where comic movies go from here, because again, like since Dark Knight, it's been like, people have been
everyone
wanted
to go dark.
Everyone don't really want dark and really want to be gritty, and it's like gonna see now like people try to like write things up, like kind of like make it more loud. I think it's more about now fleshing out the world and making
the
world
universe,
like the universe than making it like really dark and making
and it's so funny because DC just always seems to be behind the eight ball. Man. Like they're always like showing up to the party super late. Like
Superman's good. No, eight ball means you're stuck in pool. You have nowhere to go.
Oh,
it's like now you've got
like behind
man.
The eight ball.
Because like now you've got Man of Steel coming out, and it's supposed to be like
giant shipper.
It's supposed to be like darker and grittier and like
so dumb,
Nolan-y. And I'm like, Superman is the exact opposite
of so
funny the Bat
Justice
world.
In the American Way, guys.
And they're like, because well, Dark Knight came out in 2008, and everyone was like, oh, we got to do that.
Yeah.
And since DC takes so long getting their movies out.
Yes.
Like, they're doing what like I would have wanted to see 4 years ago with a character that they shouldn't be doing it with.
Yeah.
And Marvel's just shitting out awesomeness.
Yeah.
And, like, they tried, obviously, with their Justice League stuff, did not work out. And even in Green Lantern, they're like, Amanda Waller's in there, maybe that's a hint at a bigger world. It's not. And, like...
No one saw Green Lantern.
Yeah, so...
Like, I mean, you can have it so simple, because I even just, like, fucking loved in X-Men 2 when Mystique was hacking the computer.
Yeah.
And they just had a list of people, and Gambit was on it, there was a ton of other people on it.
Yep.
I think Gambit was on it, Cannonball and Husk were both on that list.
Yeah.
And, like, a ton of people were. And that's just fun. Or even in the first movie when you see Dr. Henry McCoy giving a speech.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, like, all you need to do. It's just, like, really little bits, like, because...
But then you get the problem of like the X3 where it's like things are getting shoehorned in and people are like that's Psylocke for some reason and like there's a happy medium that the Avengers hit where it's like the world's fleshed out but it's not extraneous.
I mean like you need just someone should be reading a Daily Bugle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even just a news ticker should say mutant crisis. Like anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they can't say mutant, right?
I don't have no idea.
Why not?
Because of Fox.
Oh, because Fox.
Which is weird. They have a very strange overlap is that they could actually put Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver in the Avengers movies, even though they're also... And they could also put them in X-Men. They could be in either one.
Scarlet Witch was like the only other female... So I was kind of hoping...
Female Avengers have been Miss Marvel...
The universe in 1 second.
To be fair, Vision doesn't really have a gender.
Yeah. Well, Miss Marvel, She-Hulk, Wasp...
Yeah.
Who did you say?
Spider-Woman.
Spider-Woman.
Skull.
But wouldn't it be great just to have Scarlet Witch come in there and just be like, what are the odds that, and then just whatever.
Well, it would be great if Scarlet Witch is played by Scarlett Johansson.
Alright, so what do you guys want to do?
Well, that's my, I keep calling her Scarlet Witch because whenever I try to say Black Widow, I always say Scarlet Witch first.
Okay, so think like a man. Peter.
Okay.
I want to hear yours first.
We did make fun of it at the beginning, and we were making some jokes on it, but as an actual movie that I went and sat and had a really good time for 2 hours, I am giving it 4 out of 5.
Let me see 4 out of 5!
Service.
Good answer.
I will give it 4 Steve Harveys.
Okay.
Four copies
of Think Like a Man.
Okay, yeah. Okay. All right, for me, I guess my rating would be 3.5. Inexplicable half-played basketball games out of 5.
Okay.
There was one point they were playing a basketball game and I couldn't tell what was going on because there was like 6 of them.
Yeah.
And they were just running back and forth.
Russ. I would say my main reason for wanting to see this movie is because it was making so much money.
Yeah.
It's like been cleaning up. It's going to get to almost $100 million and it had like no budget.
There was a good 15 people in the theater with us.
Yeah. So like that's what
the budget was like $12 million too,
and like it was making money because people were telling other people to see it, which like word of mouth is always a good thing. That being said, like I think I'd have to give it at least 4 Staples Centers.
Good answer.
Because it was actually an enjoyable, like the first half of the movie isn't a movie, but the part that's a movie is good.
Really
good.
I kind of wanted to come around and actually walk around and ask people what they thought, but also kiss you on the lips first. What do you think? Hey, honey. Like, awkward kiss on the lips and be like, what's your answer? Richard Dawson's a creep.
Yeah. Big time creep.
That's true.
I miss Al Borland.
I didn't, because he was always trying to crack too many jokes. And I'm like, you're not funny.
It's like, you were the sidekick in like a shitty show.
Whoa! I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
Stop.
Okay,
this needs more power.
I think I'll give it a 3 out of 5 hashtag Team Owens. That's what I'm going to give this one.
Okay.
Which, yeah, I mean, hey, and that's also your hashtag for everything from now on. Whatever you're doing, just hashtag it Team Owen. Or Team Heart, depending on where you fall.
Yeah.
All right, Avengers, starting with Russ this time.
5.
Yeah.
No, 6. We don't do 6.
Yeah.
But
six,
I give it 6 Tesseracts.
Oh,
No, 6 Cosmic Cubes. Let's just call
I'm
it
calling
whatever.
It a Cosmic Cube. What I do like about the Tesseract is that they've hinted at its potential, but no one can use it because it's actually like a reality-altering thing. Like, whoever holds it can say, the world is actually...
Made of ice cream.
Yeah, and it will have happened. But they don't. But they've like kept away from it. But you still get a feeling that it's
of
a
its
very powerful
like
thing.
Ability.
Yeah. So, Alex.
Wow, I have like 5 Hulks for this movie.
Hulk is a good thing to use. Yeah.
Wow. If I could give it six, I'd give it 6.
Yeah, me too.
But
I did.
5.
Yeah, all right.
My problem is, if I give it a 5,
cube.
I never want to give everything a 5 ever again.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I have a Cosmic Cube, so I'm taking away your score.
Nice.
But you use Hulk, I use a Cosmic Cube, so I can affect all of your scores.
I will give it 5 coked-out-looking Stellan Skarsgård.
Yeah, right? Wow.
When like Loki takes him over in his eyes, he's just like, you know, he looks
what's
like
going on right now.
The other people he takes over looked taken over, but
yeah.
Stellan Skarsgård looked coked.
He looked like what I imagine Daryl Hammond looks like right now.
When Jeremy Renner was taken over, I was like, I could just swim a lap in those eyes.
Yeah,
they're just bluer than ever.
Oh, I love the little thing they did. Like Hawkeye had a button on his bow that actually put the special tips on his arrows, so it wasn't like he's just pulling out an arrow and it explodes like it's all the different things.
He didn't have like a boxing glove arrow.
No, that's Green Arrow. That's Green Arrow. That
green,
the Hawkeye didn't really have that stuff.
I'm gonna give it
the handcuff one.
That's so awesome. I'm gonna give it.
The easiest way to handcuff a person is shoot an arrow at their hands.
Thanks, right here.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm gonna give it 5 sleepless nights of doing nothing but thinking about Avengers since I've seen the fucking Avengers.
We all talked about like we like could not stop thinking about the Hulk for like 3 days.
Yeah. Like, that, I think the ultimate testament to that movie for me is that it brought me back to when I was 6 years old and saw Ninja Turtles in the theater.
Yes.
Yeah. I was like a kid, right? I was like 6 years old, which is a perfect age for like seeing a live action Ninja Turtles movie in the theater. I still remember like what that was like for me because I knew it was coming out for so long and didn't know time well enough to know.
Yeah.
I just knew soon. And then when I finally saw it, like I couldn't imagine a world. Like, I was just so taken aback. And this movie approximated those type of feelings, and I'm 28.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those movies, too, that I've really enjoyed movies, and then, like, oh, I need to buy that. Like, Scott Pilgrim, I needed to buy when it came out.
Yeah.
Attack the Block, I needed to buy when it came out.
Yeah.
But this one is one I'm actively attempting to see again. And Avatar, as I told you, we've talked about it, I saw Avatar a few times. That's because I went with different people. Like, other people were like, oh, I haven't seen Avatar. I was like, oh, let's go. I would, if I had nothing to do one night, I would go see Avengers by myself again.
Yeah.
It's the kind of movie that, like, it may in reality not be, like, a perfect movie in like, terms of things, but it doesn't definitely have to be. It is just, like, it's so much, like, what I needed.
Like, I never read, I never started reading comics because they were perfect.
Yeah.
I have more problems with comics than I have, like, things I like.
Yeah.
But that's not the point.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's just the same as wrestling. I watch wrestling and I bitch every time Raw is over. Like, that was lame, but I watch every single episode.
So on that note, thank you very much. This has been the Movie Movie Podcast. You can check us out the third Thursday of every month at the Creek in the Cave in Long Island City. We are the Priest and the Beekeeper. You can come and see us and do improv comedy if you want
to. Pig Pile.
Yeah, Pig Pile with our friend Zach Broussard.
And we have a show. We have a Hulk Cutter show.
And we have a Hulk Cutter show. You can check us out on the web at moviemoviepodcast.com.
On the Twitter.
On the Twitter at moviemoviepc. Because podcast was way too long for a Twitter name, apparently.
Password is too long, and I always get it wrong.
How can you get it wrong? It's so easy.
Yeah, it's like super long. I'm not going to say it, but it's got a lot of letters in it.
Password doesn't have that many letters in it.
Swordfish.
And you can send us an email.
Oh, also it was very difficult because I was getting a blowjob while I was trying to log on.
You can send us an email at moviemoviepodcast@gmail.com. Thank you guys for being here again. As always, we'll see you next week.
Later, guys.
Bye. Are you typing "how tall is Kevin Hart" into Google? Like Google search?
Yes. I hope that this probably already is a Yahoo.
I already found a website called "How Tall Is He's 5'5".
There's a website that says how tall is
that? Yeah.
I hope you turned off safe search when you look for that.
Let's check the images.
Yeah, how tall is Kevin Hart? Just a bunch of dicks.
This tall.
It's actually a bunch of people who put their dicks online. Like, my dick's as big as Kevin Hart.
My dick's so big it makes Kevin Hart look small.
Guess what? We have something for the end.